And welcome back to our program here on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. And we want to welcome to our program from Marine Medium Tilt Rotor Squadron 266 out of New River, the Fighting Griffins joining us today. We want to welcome to our program Corporal Chance, or is it Chase Bowman? Chase, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, Corporal, thanks for joining us here today. Tell us a little bit about where you're from originally.
Originally, I'm from Huntsville, Alabama, down the south. Grew up there my whole life, and then I joined the Marine Corps.
Where they fire the rockets down there in Huntsville.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've seen it. We actually did an interview with one of the people from the reality show they filmed down there now called Rocket City Rednecks. Have you heard about that?
I actually did hear about that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty fun to watch. But in any case, yeah, Huntsville, interesting place there, too. What made you join the Marine Corps from there?
Pretty much just want a little bit of direction in my life, and Marine Corps seemed like the best bet.
Did you join right out of high school there?
Yes, sir, I did.
Yeah. So what is your job in the Marine Corps now?
Right now, I am an administrative specialist, pretty much a secretary, but I do a little bit more than that.
Yeah, because if you're pushing paper around, you're probably also pushing paychecks around.
Right? Yes, sir, very much.
Yeah, and I would imagine that's a very highly prized position there now, too. People want to get paid.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, how long have you been in the Marine Corps now?
I've been in the Marine Corps about 5.5 years now.
Okay. And do you think this is doing what you had intended? Is it helping you provide that direction?
Oh, yeah, it's doing that and much more.
Yeah. What do you hope to be doing in the Marine Corps maybe in the years to come?
Honestly, I've been thinking about going doing the Marine security guard stuff in the future, going to foreign countries and protecting the embassies.
Yeah. And have you been availing yourself of taking any classes or furthering education while you're in the Marine Corps?
I've done a little bit, but mostly I've just been spending time taking care of my job, doing what needs to get done for all the Marines in my unit.
Okay. And tell us about, are you connected again with 26 MU? Is that right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Are you all getting ready to deploy?
Yes, we are. Here in the coming months, we'll be going out and deploying.
Okay. So I imagine there's a lot of training with that, too. Are you going to stay in that same MOS in the deployment?
Yes, sir, I will.
Yeah. So that will that take on some extra duties there, too, in other words, keeping the paper straight in a foreign place?
Interesting. Yeah, it's pretty much it's going to be the same thing that I'm doing right now, just in different places and a few different scenarios as far as how things will get taken care of.
Yeah. Was this a training that was new to you when you came into the Corps to do what you're doing now?
Yes, very much.
Yeah. What you say that? What did you like to do back in the States or back in your hometown? What would you do for fun?
Well, for fun, I would mostly play video games. But my job, I did a lot of landscaping.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So they don't have you out doing any of that here?
Now, huh? No, not normally.
Yeah, not normally. But maybe you can give some advice while you're doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, in this job, are you thinking about staying in the Marines for the long haul?
Honestly, I'm not really sure. Right now, it's still pretty much up in the air, but anything could happen.
Okay. Since you've been in the Marine Corps, what kind of stuff have you done that would be of interest there?
Well, my first duty station, I was over in Japan, so that's something that not many people can say, and that was definitely eye-opening.
Really? Very first duty station?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
So where were you there?
Over there, I was on the island of Okinawa.
Right.
Okay. Just on Camp Courtney, pretty much doing what I'm doing now, just without the deployments.
And in Okinawa, what kind of things did you learn a little bit more about the culture there? Did you get out into the town at all?
I did whenever I got the chance to. It definitely helped me learn about Japanese culture that I more than likely would have never found out had I not done it firsthand.
Yeah. What can you say that you learned?
Mostly cultures and traditions, like let's see, things that they frown upon, like food etiquette. And,
oh yeah, that's a big thing.
Oh yeah, like it's a lot more than I would have expected. Like things that people never really think about, honestly.
So while you were there, did you do any volunteer work off the base then?
I did occasionally. I volunteered doing trash pickups around town. That didn't happen too often, but whenever it did, I tried to get in that. And I volunteered a couple times at the local schools, so that was definitely fun to see how Japanese school children, how their schools differ from ours.
We know, I don't know if you've kept up with it, but politically there's been some strains, especially with the Osprey units in Okinawa. But were you received by the local folks, especially the kids there in the school?
Honestly, the kids were pretty much like any normal Americans. They just spoke different languages. They enjoyed having new people there to meet, and they were just kids doing kid stuff. It was really nice to hang out and see how they did things.
You probably could have found some kids that could take you on in the video games. They're pretty hard.
Oh yeah, they're all about that.
Yeah, really. All right. And did you have any special training too while you were there?
I did. For a little bit of time, I did jungle warfare training, and that was definitely an experience in its own. I'd love to do it again if I ever got the chance.
Well, again, in your first duty station like that, that is like a lot of Marines probably can't say that.
True, and I speak to a lot of people, and I didn't know it at the time until I spoke to people that hadn't been there, that apparently it's a big deal to go over there and do the things that only Marines that get stationed over there get the chance to do.
Did you have any, before you joined the Marine Corps, did you have any background in your family in the military?
I did. My father was in the Army. He retired a couple years back, but he went in for the full 20 and then some.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather was in the Navy, and if I remember right, he was active during the Korean War.
Right.
And did stuff during that.
Okay. Did either have any advice for you when you were about to put on a uniform?
My dad had more advice than I could ever remember, but it was all useful.
Well, I was going to say, maybe what is something that he told you about that you maybe scoffed at then, but you believe now?
Let's see.
Maybe how hard it might be? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that and pretty much like whenever you get up in the ranks to where you've got Marines underneath you that pretty much just taking care of your Marines and training like normal people and just helping them out as they go along.
Well, if you're helping to distribute orders and paychecks, you're doing a lot to take care of Marines.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do you have to deal? I mean, almost like a customer service person, do you have to deal sometimes with complaints, people not getting their orders right or pay right? Or?
Oh, we do occasionally, but we try and get that sorted out as quick as we can just so that they don't have to worry about any financial problems.
What do you miss most about Huntsville?
Pretty much just that hometown feeling, knowing where everything's at, knowing all the people.
Now, if you were to pick a meal that you could bring from Huntsville to here, what would it be?
Let's see. Oh.
What would you miss about cooking down there?
Pretty much just my family's cooking, like just basic country cooking, like.
I was gonna say, if you get a chance to go home on leave or anything, does your mom have a special meal for you?
Oh yeah, she mom's real big on split pea and little soup, and she does homemade beef jerky whenever she gets the chance because she knows that I like it.
Okay, what was the first one? What kind of soup?
Split pea and lentil soup.
Well, we like that here too. So, yeah, well, at least, you know, in the South, we do share some things in common.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Now, have you introduced them at all to Eastern North Carolina barbecue?
I actually have not. Hopefully, whenever they get the chance to come up here before or after the deployment, I'll be able to introduce them to a little bit of the local flavor.
There you go. Well, again, as you're getting set for the deployment, I would imagine that's some extra training and some extra hours for you.
Oh, yeah. Like, there's a lot going on, but it's all got to be done just so that we can make sure we're ready to go.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to this first deployment? Have you heard good and bad stories to think about?
Oh, I've heard all kinds of stuff to look forward to, stuff that might exactly not sit well, but it's all good, just more to know.
It's all part of the plan. That's all.
Yep.
There you go. Again, we're talking to Corporal Chase Bauman, who is from Huntsville, Alabama, and stationed at New River Air Station and with a Marine Medium Tilt Rotor Squadron there, too. And that is, which squadron are you with now?
I'm with 266.
266.
Yes.
That's right. All right. And we want to thank you for spending some time with us today and give us a chance to get to know you, Corporal. And best to you in your deployment that's coming up. And we hope that it's a successful deployment for you and you get back here safe and sound.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate you having me.
All right. That'll do it for us.